Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following advertisement.
Middletown Fitness Club has just opened a new center on Chapman Road. Our grounds have indoor and outdoor facilities for volleyball, tennis, and basketball, plus the biggest rock climbing wall in the city. We'll be celebrating our opening with a special event this Friday at 6 o'clock, featuring one of the biggest sports stars of our generation. Basketball legend Mike Clark will be here signing autographs. Get here early because the first 50 people through the door will have their picture taken with Mike. Only the first 50, so don't be late.
Number 71. What type of business is being advertised? Number 72. Who is Mike Clark? Number 73. What does the speaker encourage listeners to do? Question 74 through 76 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Hello, I've called this meeting of the software development team to share some good news. We've already exceeded our sales projections for the new software, and I'd like to thank you all for the late nights and weekends you spent working to design such a great product. So the management has decided to give you all a bonus, which will be included in your next paycheck. Thanks again for your exceptional work.
Number 74. Who are the listeners? Number 75. Why does the speaker thank the listeners? Number 76. What will the listeners receive? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Mr. Callahan. This is Connor from Ballyway Hotel in Dublin about the company retreat you've booked with us for the first week of October. I'm calling to confirm that you're still reserving a block of rooms for 30 people. If the number has changed at all, please let me know. Also, I know you were considering a welcome dinner for the first night of the meeting. If you're still interested in that, you can view our menu options on the hotel's website. Please give me a call back when you have a chance. The number is 555-0101.
Number 77. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 78. What does the speaker want to confirm? Number 79. What does the speaker say is available on a website? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
I have just a couple more things to mention before we end today's meeting. I know this is already a busy time for all of us nature guides here at Greenwood State Preserve, but with vacation season coming up, we're expecting more visitors. To accommodate the increase in tourism, we'll be keeping the park open 2 hours later in the summer. This means that extra shifts will be available for all park employees, so please let your supervisor know if you're interested in working more hours. Also, if you lead groups on the hiking trails, remember that the Wildflower Trail is still closed due to renovations on the bridge.
Number 80. According to the speaker, what change will be implemented this summer? Number 81. How can employees sign up for extra work? Number 82. What is mentioned about the Wildflower Trail? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following announcement.
Our company's annual health fair will be taking place next week. I'm excited to tell you that this year you'll be able to meet individually with a nutritionist to ask questions about your diet and get a personal nutrition plan. What an opportunity! How could you miss this? I hope everyone will have time to participate. Oh, and we're asking that you sign up ahead of time on the sheet posted in the break room. We need to know how many of you will be attending.
Number 83. What event does the speaker mention? Number 84. Why does the speaker say,
"How could you miss this?"
Number 85. What does the speaker say is posted in the break room? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following broadcast.
Welcome to Fayetteville Public Radio. On today's show, we have Nell McCarthy, the author of the best-selling book, Life in a Brazilian Forest. We'll hear the fascinating story of Ms. McCarthy's experience of moving to Brazil and living in the rainforest to conduct her research on the Amazonian habitat. On June 16th, a feature film based on Ms. McCarthy's book will be released, so we'll also explore the challenges of adapting her work into a movie. I'd like to welcome Nell McCarthy to our program.
Number 86. What is Nell McCarthy known for? Number 87. Why did Nell McCarthy move to Brazil? Number 88. What will happen on June 16th? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Hi, everyone. The first thing on the agenda this morning is to let you know that there's going to be some maintenance work going on outside our office today. This afternoon, a crew's going to be coming to repaint the lines between parking spaces in the lot in front of the building. This means that at lunch, we're going to need everyone to move their car either to street parking or to the parking garage on Jefferson Street. I thank you all in advance for getting this done, and I apologize for the late notice. It wasn't our decision to have this done today.
Number 89. According to the speaker, what will take place this afternoon? Number 90. What does the speaker ask listeners to do? Number 91. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"It wasn't our decision to have this done today"?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and agenda.
This meeting is to familiarize our human resource team with changes to the orientation program for new hires. First, I'll give you a quick overview of these changes. Then we'll see a video that was recently created for all new staff. But we'll spend the majority of the meeting talking about the revisions to the employee handbook. That will take about 40 minutes, and then Shigeru will close with a brief review of the coaching process. Since we only have an hour, I'd ask that you hold any questions until we've gotten through all the agenda points.
Number 92. What is the purpose of the meeting? Number 93. Look at the graphic. According to the speaker, which presenter will require the most time? Number 94. What does the speaker request that the listeners do? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk and table.
As mayor of Bloomville, I've called this press conference to announce the city's decision about how we'll be allocating the remaining funds in this year's budget. We researched the costs of doing various projects, and it looks like we'll have enough money to fund only one project, adding bike lanes to the main roadways. I know how popular the library expansion was, but unfortunately we'll have to delay that until a later time. I'm now ready to take any questions you have about the budget or about the project itself.
Number 95. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 96. Look at the graphic. How much will the selected project cost? Number 97. What will the speaker do next? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and chart.
I wanted to go over the recent production figures at our four steel factories before I make my presentation at the Board of Directors meeting next week. Our factories at Franklin and Hollister both met their projected quotas for February and March. Output at the Centerville factory, however, declined unexpectedly. Production at Centerville was strong in February, but was down to only 2,000 tons in March. Now, I have no figures for the Springfield factory because it was closed for more than a month due to damage caused by storms. But everything's repaired now, so Springfield will be back in business soon.
Number 98. What will the speaker do next week? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which factory location does the chart refer to? Number 100. According to the speaker, what caused a problem at one factory? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.